It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. Time now for our community connection. I've got City Manager Becca Schrupp. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very well. It's Monday, but,
Yes, one day closer to snow.
I know, yeah. We got snow in the forecast coming up for tomorrow, so... Well, what are you going to do?
Right.
So you had another meeting. So, yeah, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, so council was last week. We had Sophia from the Palm de Terre River Association come out to talk to us again about the Crissy Dam project that they're working on. So after listening to public comment, council's comments, they are looking at dredging the reservoir up there and maybe keeping that water up top by just dredging and making some of the areas along the banks a little more green space built up a little bit. So they have listened to people's comments. They will come back to the council working on that, but thinking they'll possibly come on the 7th, if not the 22nd. And then they'll go to the county, and then they'll have another public meeting to kind of talk about their next steps for the Crissy Dam project.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. We did have the Next Gen group there. They have decided to discontinue going and getting donations for their park project. Just felt with the community rift that it just wasn't the time. We did have the group that started the petition for saving the green space at Eastside Park. They brought forward that they turned in their petition and their signatures to City Hall. So with that, we had 5 days to look them over, and then at the next council meeting, they'll go to council with the number that the council will ratify with that. So
okay,
yeah. So those are some of the public comments that were there. We did talk about a sidewalk reconstruction program that we are working to implement. So in the budget for this year, we had put in $15,000 for those who kind of need help with fixing their sidewalks. So putting together how that's going to look and a program for how that's going to look. So the first proposal went to council. They had some questions wanting to clarify some more things. So in that first proposal, about up to $3,500 per parcel would be allocated to a sidewalk, as long as you had the public works director go and look at it and say, yes, it needs to be fixed, and then brought in a couple quotes. So we're still working on that. It'll go to the next council meeting with some of the different changes they wanted to see. But really nice program. It's a first come, first serve, but we do have some dollars to help with some sidewalks.
Nice.
Yeah. We talked about the fly-in. So the airport board has been working really hard to get a fly-in going for this year. So that'll happen on June 7th.
Okay.
So
that's
very
neat.
Yeah, very excited to have a fly-in, and public's welcome to come. We'll get more information out. So be on the lookout for more information there. We talked about the Charter Commission. They had their first meeting on the 20th. They'll meet again on April 2nd. And then a couple meeting changes for the month of April. So our April 8th meeting, since the school board is having their election, will move to April 7th at 5:15. That is the same day as the Board of Review, which is where people who have concerns about their property values can come in and talk to the council about it. So it's kind of first steps and how to talk about your property values there. So if anyone has concerns, they can come to that meeting. And then our April 22nd meeting will be at the high school at 8:25.
Okay.
So every year in the spring, we like to partner with the school and have a class have our meeting at the school for the high school kids.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Oh, got a few irons in the fire there. So.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just those big things. So upcoming meetings will be changed. So if you have any questions, we post all our meetings at City Hall. So,
okay. Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in. City Manager Becca Schrupp, thank you very much for being on the show today.